The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. Zantac, Frank. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, Zantac is the subject for today. No, I'm fine, actually. But I don't take Zantac, so here's my advice to here's my advice to our listeners. Maybe they've heard some of this controversy, but I'm going to tell you a lot more about it. So I would say if you're taking Zantac, and then something like 25 million prescriptions are written for Zantac. You can get it over the counter, but the stronger doses, you need a prescription. So a lot of people are taking Zantac, and they're just popping it like popcorn, as you were saying. So it's very effective for heartburn. On the other hand, it's not necessarily as safe as it should be, and there are other alternatives that are safer. So that's the advice from a company called Valisure. They're in New Haven, Connecticut. Turns out they're the only pharmacy in the United States that is actually testing the drugs before they sell it to you. Only pharmacy doing that. And they found all kinds of problems. I mean, some pills don't dissolve, be absorbed into the system as quickly as possible. Some take more than a day. Okay, so that's not good. And others have downright impurities. And that includes the testing they did of Zantac. So Valisure found cancer-causing agent in the Valisure that it tested, in the Zantac it tested. So Valisure CEO says to me, look, those levels are excessive. And he's calling for a total recall of Zantac. His test found up to 3,000 micrograms of his cancer-causing agent. And come on, that's alarming. The FDA recommends no more than 1 microgram a day, and he's finding single pills of Zantac with 3,000 micrograms, okay? That's not good. So the FDA, on the other hand, says, look, even at 3,000, we consider that low, and we think the Zantac is safe. They're not recalling it. On the other hand, the FDA itself says, if you have concerns about it, then you might consider taking some alternatives. Now, what the Valisure CEO says to that is, there's no acceptable cancer risk for a drug like Zantac. So I'm going to be a little bit cynical here. So you can ask a question. How do you find out that your medicine is a problem? Well, here's one answer. When you get referred to an oncologist, okay? I mean,
that's pretty horrible.
A little
horrible,
bit of a joke here, but it's the risk involved.
Right. And what about the generic? Because I'm just looking. There are a couple of news stories 19 hours ago. I was looking for the generic name.
That's the whole category of this drug.
And there are we are taping on the 27th of September, and there seems to be, these are just headlines from in the last 24 hours, generic Zantac recalls at Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid, and global threat GlaxoSmithKline halts generic Zantac. And more generic Zantac tablets. So I guess the short answer is yes, it involves the generic as well.
Oh, absolutely. And Jill, I'm going to explain to you why that's so. Okay, so what you have to understand is our generic drugs in this market now and why these drugs might be risky. Okay, so I did the research. So I'm pointing the finger at the FDA for pushing generic copies of prescription drugs. They're supposed to be safe and effective in exact copy, but it cuts the cost tremendously. But while they were doing that for the last couple of years under Trump, FDA was also slashing its oversight of the generic makers. Now, especially in China and India, that's a significant point. We're in a situation where 90% of the drugs that we now take in the United States are generics. And they cut the cost of prescription drugs, you know, up to 80%. So that's a good thing. But under Trump, the inspections of the generic makers have gone down about 10% each year that he's been president. So now we're down to fewer than 1,500 FDA inspections a year, and I'm talking about 1,500 across the entire globe. Okay, that's not enough inspection. So we have this perception that the FDA tests everything. Well, it's very rigorous testing from the FDA before the drug is approved. All those clinical trials and whatnot, and $1 billion of investment. That's all true. FDA tests very carefully. But once the drug is approved, then we come, after the patent expires, we come to the generic copies. There isn't testing of the generic copies. Instead of testing, they're trusting the generic makers to make a pure, safe, and effective copy of the prescription drug. They only check about 1% of the generics in the market a year, 1%. So sadly, look, everybody in the industry knows this. So some shady generic makers are cutting corners to save a good deal of money on the drugs that they produce and therefore get more market power and build profits. This is especially true of companies in India and China. And that's significant because those two countries, generic makers there, account for 80% of generics sold in this country. So it's a global market, and we don't have the inspections or the oversight to match this global reach. Now, you could predict that this was going to lead to big problems. And here's what happened last year. This system of lax oversight led to a massive, massive recalls of blood pressure drugs last year. Now, there's a drug called Valsartan. It's for blood pressure. It's very effective. It's very popular. Half of all Valsartan was recalled last year because people found cancer-causing impurities in that drug. And that also goes for Losartan, which is very similar, and Irbesartan. Now, that Irbesartan hits home with me because that's a drug I've been taking for years for my blood pressure. And here's the thing, Jill. This entire mess was traced to one Chinese generic maker, a company called Huihai Pharmacy. So Huihai. And the Huihai story is very instructive. It really really explains, and you can see what the problem is here with this lax oversight. So Huihai is run by a politically connected guy in China. He's got a lot of power. And he quickly built his company into the second biggest generic maker in China. So along comes 2016, FDA inspector gets into the plant. He's alarmed. He's really upset with what he sees. He's virtually shocked. So he recommends to the FDA superiors back in Washington, D.C., that FDA hit Huihai with a formal warning, telling them to clean up their act immediately. Okay. But here's what happened. Trump administration superiors back in the FDA, back in Washington, D.C., overruled the guy on the ground who saw the problems. And you know what? Shortly after that, FDA inspector quit the FDA, okay? So time goes on. Last year, Novartis, it's a big Swiss pharmaceutical giant, they were buying an active agent, the key element for their blood pressure medicine from good old Huihai. And they did a little checking. And you know what? It turns out that the agent from Huihai, this key ingredient for blood pressure medicine, was tainted. It contained cancer-causing elements that alarmed the industry. So turns out Huihai changed the approved way of manufacturing this key ingredient for blood pressure medicines all the way back in 2011, 8 years ago. And they essentially didn't tell anybody. They kept that a secret. Huihai cut their prices by 10%. Then they're the lowest supplier of this key ingredient for blood pressure medicine. Guess what? They sell a lot of it. They dominate the world's blood pressure market, is one company. And in the process, good old Huihai contaminated the world's blood pressure market. So Novartis starts to do testing. They get alarmed. Other people start doing testing. And guess what? It leads to recall after recall, 52 recalls, Jill, of this blood pressure medicine last year, and it led to shortages of blood pressure medicine. So this is a system that's not working. So the question we need to ask, I think, is once listeners have grasped that, is, okay, now what should the listeners do with that information, okay? So your drugs may be risky, Okay, so let's take them one by one. Blood pressure medicine. I say at this point, there's so much scrutiny about these blood pressure medicines. There are 140 lawsuits have been filed against Huhai. More coming every day. It's against Huhai and its U.S. subsidiaries.
I'm sorry. This sort of kind of reminds me of vaping. You know, it's like, right, okay, we're just the horse is out of the barn, and I'm glad that it's all being examined. And as Marshall goes to great pains to point out, what people don't realize is what other things are being vaped along with the vape.
Yes, of course.
But yeah. and their deleterious effects. But that being said, if this has been going on since 2011, it came out, and at least, oh gosh, at least there's expiration dates on this stuff. So you're basically, would you say that by and large, people on blood pressure medication at this juncture are into a fresh tested batch, if
yes.
you will? Okay.
Yes, I think there's enough scrutiny. I continue to take my Irbesartan, or Sartan, so I'm doing it. FDA
okay.
says they're safe, and I agree with the FDA on this. So if you're taking blood pressure medicine, continue to take it. Don't be alarmed about that. Zantac is another story. I'm with the CEO of Alisure. Okay, there's a cloud over Zantac. So and generics, why take it? Why put yourself into that risk? There were so many over the counter and prescription alternatives out there. Also, one more thing you might consider: buying your medicines from Alisure. They're testing them for you. And they're the only online pharmacy, the only pharmacy really that's out there testing for you. Now, I would just say this. Go to the website first, valisure.com. Check the prices right. of your drugs. Now, the CEO says, I'm doing all this testing for you at no extra cost. I'm sure he's sincere about that. But, you know, you've got insurance issues and other factors in this complicated pharmacy system that we have. So the cost of your particular drugs may vary greatly from where you're getting them now as opposed to Alisure. So before you switch to Alisure, do a little checking. Now, we got time to talk about our friend Scott Gottlieb.
You've got
at the
two
FDA.
Minutes. Deux minutes.
Deux minutes. Okay, deux minutes. So deux minutes. Scott Gottlieb, he's a doctor. He ran the FDA, quit unexpectedly, surprised a lot of people. He's a Trump guy from central casting, anti-regulation, got rich in the drug industry, pharmacy boards, a libertarian, with a real mixed record. And one of the things that got him tremendous criticism is that he came out against flavored vaping products for teenagers, and he upset the right, not just the tobacco industry, but tobacco senators saying, why is the FDA warning people and calling for, you know, a recall of some of these flavored vaping? You shouldn't be doing that. You know, get back in the lab and, you know, and get out of the market. So anyway, he picked up his marbles and he quit. Okay. Now he says had nothing to do with this pressure he's getting from the right. No, not at all. He has a very novel reason for it. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family.
Absolutely.
Just more time with his family. He's got kids that are getting close to teenage years, and
you don't want to miss those.
I'm sure he doesn't want them vaping. So he's home to tell them that eye to eye.
All right. I have nothing.
You have nothing to say. Look, one more thing, just on the Zantac kind of stuff and anything with a cloud over it. I had a doctor a couple of years ago who said to me, "Look, we're all going to die. Something's going to get us. All right, but you shouldn't die from something stupid." And I think taking a drug where there's a cloud over it may have cancer-causing agents in it. Just one pill would eat. Equal eating 48 pounds of bacon.
Yeah, maybe not.
Plus,
there are also, and I'm sorry to interrupt, and we're going to say goodbye in a second, but there are also alternatives in this instance. There's good workable replacement. So it might be different if that were the only thing, but it isn't. So this is more, yeah.
Why take one pill that's the equivalent of 48 pounds of bacon with natural cancer-causing agents in bacon and cured meats and grilled meats? Why you wouldn't you'd never do that in a year, okay? 48 pounds of bacon. So why do that? just go to your pharmacist. You go to Salisbury or go to Sharon Pharmacy or go over at CVS. Sit down with them and say, hey, you know, Zantac, I'm worried about it. Give me your advice. And they've got alternatives for you. Or if you're getting a prescription from your doc, call them up.
Yeah, that's
there
why
are other things you can take. Absolutely.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and as everyone knows, on my desk.